This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Oh, the Amherst got their guy, Michael Leone.
Named the 34th head coach in Rochester Americans history. That move official from the Rochester Americans, as first reported on The Fan Rochester an hour ago. The Rochester Americans now have their replacement for head coach Seth Thapert. We'll talk more Amherst hockey and more about Michael Leone when we're joined later this hour by Joel Yurden, covering the NHL for Bleacher Report, notedhockey.com. First, we have to welcome in one of our buddies. I mean, we haven't talked to Mutt in such a long time.
You know, you remember the last time we talked to him?
It was before the win game.
Oh, the win,
the win game.
That long?
That long.
Come on. No, it couldn't have been that long.
No, I'm telling you.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Mutt, what have you been up to this whole time, man? I mean, like, That feels like forever ago.
What's up, guys? How are you? Yeah, it was a pretty amazing game. A very high-scoring game there between the Bills and the Patriots in the win. How are things with you guys?
Mutt, we're looking forward to tonight, and we're like, well, we should give Mutt a call. Before we get your thoughts here on Celtics and everything happening in Boston sports, what you're doing right now, really cool. And Danger and I, shame on us, we've never been to Saratoga. So you're just leaving Saratoga right now, correct?
Yes, we had some business to take care of, but doing some prep work for this weekend. I do some writing right now, guys, at a website called MuttStack.com. It's a newsletter that deals with Boston sports betting, and horse racing. And as you know, it's a huge horse racing weekend. Did the Belmont Stakes at Saratoga, 156 Belmont Stakes, first time been run at Saratoga, and a pretty unique event for horse racing. And so I'll be curious to see how the city responds at Saratoga, as you guys know, really the home of horse racing, certainly here in New England. And to have a Belmont Stakes there, a Triple Crown, and a really good race on tap should be very exciting on Saturday at about 6:45 or so.
Mutt, we've got so many different storylines going into game one of the NBA Finals, and the one that I'm most intrigued by is how Boston fans will receive Kyrie Irving coming back into the Garden for an opposing team with everything on the line. I'm sure they'll be hospitable and polite, wouldn't they?
They should be as loud as humanly possible. Kyrie deserves every decibel of booing that he gets tonight at the Garden. This is a guy who has convinced people now, I guess, that he's changed. But, you know, you look at the timeline, guys, of what happened in Boston. In the year two, he showed up at a season ticket event there in October and looked up at the rafters and said, I can't wait to re-sign here. He's going to be a free agent end of the year. But basically told the fans there, I'm going to re-sign here. And then literally like 5 months later, he's at the All-Star game with Kevin Durant, you know, mouthing Supermax contract and telling people, you know, ask me July 1st. And he left the Boston Celtics high and dry, and he's had a tough time at the Garden coming back as an opposing player, and I suspect it'll be absolutely freaking bonkers when he takes that court tonight for that Dallas Mavericks team.
Mike, every Celtic fan I talk to just doesn't trust this team. I mean, it was relatively easy going through the Eastern Conference playoffs, but do you get that same sense when you're talking to fans up in your area there? And I think it all comes back to the coach there, for the Celtics.
Yeah, Joe Mazzulla has had not a rough go this year. He had a very good year, but there are questions about this team's ability to finish things off. You know, like they were a good spot a couple years against the Warriors, really last year, with no excuse to lose to that Miami team in the Eastern Conference Final there are a lot of questions. Of course, the difference now is that they went out and made some huge, huge additions. Kristaps Porzingis expected to play tonight, and it sounds like people that I talked to think he's going to be as close to 100% as possible coming off that calf injury. And Drew Holiday has been an absolute force. He's made people forget about Marcus Smart here in Boston. So I get, you're right. I think the people I talked to have the same questions, guys, about this team's inability to finish. But the roster fortifying that Brad Stevens did, like, I think they're in a great spot to win a championship against this Mavericks team.
What about Jason Tatum? I feel like I keep waiting to say, oh, that's Jason. That was a Jason Tatum game. Like, he's been consistent for the most part, but we still haven't seen Tatum have that one signature game that you can circle and be like, Tatum took over that one.
Yeah, during this playoff run, it's been more about Jaylen Brown. And Tatum, you know, in that second series, he led the Celtics in every single category, basically points, rebounds, assists, steals. Like, he was dominant. But through the entire playoff run, it's been Jaylen Brown. That's the knock on Tatum, guys, is that there are these games where, as a superstar, as a top-five player, and he was named first-team All-NBA, he's a top-five player by NBA standards, there are games where you forget he's out there. That cannot happen in this series against Dallas, against Luka, against Kyrie, when they're a huge favorite in the sports books to win. You can't have those quarter, quarter-and-a-half, half-stretches where he just sort of no-shows. And that's been his biggest issue, consistency and not those peaks and valleys. And hopefully we see it on a big stage because he has a chance now. People have been waiting for this. You're a top-five player. Now go win a championship. Big expectations on Tatum. Consistency is going to be huge starting tonight there at the guard.
Mike Mutnansky, Muttstack.com, our guest here in the sports bar. Mutt, we're very provincial here in Rochester, and one of our own is Jeff Van Gundy. Went to Nazareth, head coach at McQuaid Jesuit. You don't kind of go from the high school to being an NBA coach. And we kind of forgot that he was an advisor for the Celtics. And then the report that he's going to be joining the staff as an assistant next year. Mutt, is he the coach in waiting, could you say?
Yeah, you texted me that, Gene, and I see it differently. Like, I see it as them saying to Jeff Van Gundy, look, if you want to coach again in the NBA, the way you're going to do it is sit on our staff for a year, we'll be really good, and someone's going to hire you. Like, I view that as Van Gundy telling the Celtics, I'm ready to get back into coaching and a chance to be part of a team that should be, you know, theoretically, these guys are all under contract for the next couple of years, should be really, really good. So I didn't view it as, like, if they lose this finals, Joe Mazzulla is out. Joe Mazzulla is in his early to mid-30s. Brad Stevens loves him. Like, he took over a team that, you know, Ime Udoka left him high and dry.
Yeah.
It was off-the-court issues. And he was not good last year. I'll tell you what, he's been better this year. He's called a couple of key timeouts during this playoff run. So I view it more as Van Gundy has told Stevens and Mazzulla, hey, I might want to coach again. So they're like, well, go be on the bench, and then eventually – you guys know how it works. If you're a good assistant on a good team, guess what happens? You get fired. So that's how I view it. I'm a huge Van Gundy guy. He was awesome on TV. I miss him calling these games on ABC, ESPN. Wish he was going to be there tonight. And I hope he ends up getting a job because I like his attitude. I'm forgetting the book now. I apologize. Just read a book on that 90s Knicks team, and he came across like an absolute lunatic, you know, sleeping in his office there with the Knicks. I'm a Van Gundy guy. Hope he gets a job.
Mutt, you're going to refresh my memory here. When did online sports wagering become legal in Massachusetts? Recently, correct?
Just last year. Last January was legal. So it's only been a year plus, and there, I think when I looked this morning, actually, the Massachusetts is a top five or top six state in the country for sports betting after a year plus.
And the stuff you're doing at Muttstack.com, there is some sports gambling in there. We've got some plays that we can talk about for tonight's game as well.
For me, I made it very simple. I write about sports betting as it relates to, you know, for the sports bettor in general. I feel like, guys, and maybe you feel differently, but, you know, I feel like you have to have some advocates out there sort of fighting for the horse player, the sports bettor and the horse player. And I write about the things that impact you as a player, where there are good deals, where there's, you know, good options, what books are treating the player the right way. As far as this series, one bet that I made, you know, a couple of days ago, and I'm not sure if it's still available at those odds. But I bet the Celtics at -130 to win game one and also win the series. You know, there's a great history of teams with a 10-plus day layoff to come out and win game one. And I'm not gonna lay -225, whatever it was, for the series. But if I liked them in game one tonight off the layoff and I like them in the series, I thought -130 made a lot of sense. That's one bet for sure I have made. I'm not sure where the market is on that the last couple of days. But if you liked them in game one, and you like him in the series, you might as well team that up and get much better odds on the Celtics to win the entire thing.
Yeah. By the way, I noticed you claimed Saratoga as part of New England. I always thought that is that area part of New England, Mutt?
No, here's why I do it, guys, because New England, we don't have any racetracks anymore. You know, again, this is a different conversation for a different show, but Suffolk Downs, gone. Rockingham Park, gone. Lincoln Park in Rhode Island, gone. There is no, this is the, for my listeners and my readers in Boston, the closest track you can go to watch thoroughbred racing is in Saratoga. And when you go there and you see the parking lots at all these places, like, there are hundreds of Massachusetts plates. There will be hundreds, if not thousands, of Bay Staters making their way, because it's actually easier to get to Saratoga than it is to get all the way down 95 to Elmont, New York, down at Belmont Park. So I know it's in upstate New York, but for racing purposes, it is part of New England. I'm calling that now.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, and by the way, we have a track. We should, like, not danger. We shouldn't sleep in the fact we have a track right here in Rochester.
No question. Yeah.
Who do you like in this race? Certainly, people can go check out the pod and read at Muttstack.com. But give us some winners here. As we'd like to kind of dabble when we get to a race like this.
Well, it should be a great race on Saturday. 6:41 is the post time for the Belmont Stakes, race number 12. Sierra Leone, the number 9, is the horse to beat, but the horse is 9-5. Like, who wants to bet a 9-5 horse? Who wants to have some guy come on your show and tout the favorite? He's the most likely winner, but the way I'm going to get paid in this race is with the number 2 horse, Resilience, for Bill Mott. He's 10-1 on the morning line. He ran in the Kentucky Derby, guys. He started at post position 18, so he's way out wide. And actually ran a really good race. Go back and watch that Kentucky Derby. Resilience from way out at the 18 post. Ended up running a really good race, part of the speed, and faded late. Bill Mott, the trainer, wasn't sure he'd run back, and this horse had a great workout last weekend. And the second the workout was over, Bill Mott said, we're sending him there. He won the Wood Memorial. He's going to love the 1.25 miles, which is the race distance this year for the Belmont Stakes. You can't run 1.5 miles at Saratoga. And he's going to be position 2 versus 18. So for me, I think the most likely winner is the number 9 horse, Sierra Leone. My price horse that I'm going to bet to win and in the exactas with the number 9 is going to be number 2, Resilience. And Equitarian, the number 5 horse, also 12-1 with Johnny V and Todd Pletcher. I thought he had a very good Peter Pan. So in some order, mine would be 2-9-5 in the Belmont Stakes. But if Resilience runs first, second, and potentially even third, we will have some winning tickets in the Belmont Stakes at Saratoga.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Saturday.
Mutt, we mentioned at the top that the last time we spoke was the win game against the Patriots, and a lot has changed with the Patriots, obviously, since that game. I wanted to get your take on the direction of the organization now post Bill Belichick and with Gerard Mayo now at control. Like, how long of a leash do you think the Crafts will have with Mayo and with their new quarterback in Drake May?
Yeah, this is where I ask you guys to nicely to go burn all the tapes where I came on and touted Mac Jones as a good quarterback on your show, which I did. I think they did Mac dirty, and I know I said that with you guys before. They never gave him any offensive weapons, so we'll see how he pans out in Jacksonville. So I'm gun shy on saying Drake May is going to be the guy because I thought Mac Jones is going to be. I think as a whole, I'm pretty cautious right now because this team and Bill Belichick deserved to get fired, move on, however you think it went down. They struggled so much recently, and Bill struggled so much in the draft offensively, that I like that they moved on. But the organization, guys, they're doing a lot of stuff that, I don't know, they were different than Belichick, new organization, new attitude. Like, they've really made an effort to distance themselves from the Hall of Fame coach, and I'll admit I'm a little bit cautious right now. It seems like it's a very much a collaborative effort, and they're bragging about that, but, you know, you guys, you know, in radio, TV, sports, when there's not one guy making the decision, everyone feels they have a vote. Sometimes that can get confusing. So I'm hopeful that they got the right quarterback, but not convinced they have the right quarterback. out of North Carolina, and I will admit that I'm a little bit skeptical about the approach and this whole kumbaya, Bill's gone, we're all happy, collaborative thing they have going on right now at Foxborough.
Mike, I was a little surprised that there wasn't more interest in Bill Belichick once he hit the market. If for nothing else, he's arguably the best coach of all time. Why not sit down and pick his brain? And maybe he's not the guy for the job. So my question is he coaching in the NFL next season or the season after?
I think he eventually gets one more job, but I think the reason why he doesn't have the Atlanta job is Bob Kraft. I think ESPN did some great reporting, Seth Wickersham and company, that Arthur Blank reached out, and Bob Kraft basically said, you can't trust this guy. And when that happens, Bill Belichick's not going to get a job. So there is some real, I don't know if you guys watched the Brady roast, like there is some real animosity right now between Bill Belichick and Bob Kraft. I mean, even at, they made Belichick guys do this handshake press conference saying everything's happy, great, Bill's leaving, but hey, it's still on good terms because Kraft was so worried about the fan reaction. And then a month later, it turns out he was burying Belichick to the Atlanta Falcons. And so next Wednesday, guys, next Wednesday, Gillette Stadium is Tom Brady night. 6/12/24. They're selling tickets for this. They're going to honor Brady for hours at Gillette. Is Bill there? Is Bill and Kraft, are they sitting together with the Krafts? Like, this is going to be an off-the-field little drama to watch in the midst of the NBA Finals, how this thing goes down next Wednesday at Gillette.
All right, so while we're talking about betting, I mean, that's the bet that Gino and I have going right now, Matt. The bet that I have is that he won't be coaching in the NFL next year. We bet a box of wine because Gene's a big box wine drinker. I might dabble a little bit as well. And so my take is that Belichick, who's, you know, in the limited that we've seen of him, whether it be in the draft or whatever he's been doing on ESPN, like, he's pretty engaging as far as a media analyst. And I have a feeling that that will be a thing that he can actually excel at here in the twilight of his career rather than get back on a sideline. Gino thinks that Dallas is calling.
Gino's right. Whoever, Gino, get in the box of wine now.
Yes.
And here's the reason why. Don Shula's record. I mean, I am convinced he wants that record for all-time wins, even if that means taking a job that he doesn't really love next year. He'll be good on TV. He was good with McAfee in the draft. I'm with you guys. I was surprised how good Bill was on the draft with McAfee. I thought McAfee did a good job setting him up in that format. He'll be good with Peyton Manning's team. I get it. But, like, he wants that record. He was willing to go to Atlanta to get it. Give Gene the box wine now. Whatever Franz the flavor he wants, put it in the fridge there at the office.
Mutt,
because Gene is going to be the winner of that bet.
Mutt, I hate to correct you, but that's actually Andy Reid's record, okay? It's not really Don Shula's record. That's Andy Reid's record that he'll be chasing if he decides to come back on the. And that might be a little bit too much for him to overcome. He might have to stay in that McAfee role and you know, make his appearance on a weekly basis or you know, join the Mannings on the Manning cast where it's nice and cush on a Monday night rather than up and down a sideline.
Yeah, I think there's too much smoke there. He's not going to leave his coaching legacy with what happened there with that terrible handshake press conference at Gillette. And it's a good thing. This is not a negative, but it's his ego. Like, he's the greatest coach of all time, greatest coach of the modern era. He is not going to end like that. He may not win more Super Bowl. I'm not saying he's going to win wherever he goes, but he's not going out like that. No shot. No shot.
Mike Mutnansky, our favorite, joining us in the sports bar. And for anybody that wants more horse racing info, some tips, and certainly takes on Boston sports, tell everybody about Muttstack there, Mike.
Yeah, Muttstack.com, weekly newsletter, weekly column, the Friday four-pack, Boston sports, Boston media as well. If you want to follow the media stuff, write about the radio stations there in town. And certainly for the big Triple Crown races, for the Travers up at Saratoga in the summer for Breeders' Cup. Write a lot about racing at Muttstack.com. Free to subscribe. We will not ruin your inbox. I promise you that. You can just follow me on X/Twitter as well. At Mike Mutnansky. Posts a lot of thoughts on the races there. And about Boston sports, we're busy tonight for Celtics Game 1. Hopefully, should be a good one at the Garden.
Mutt, it is a great, great joy to hear your voice and to have you back on with us here in the sports bar. I hope we get the chance to do it again soon. Travel safe, bud.
Anytime you guys want me, you know my number. Love to come on. And Gene, congrats on that box wine win.
Thank you, Mutt. I will. I'll share with you if you go to Rochester.
Okay, that's fine. You know what, Gene? You can say Mutt is on your side on this one. And I will say Mutt's also the guy that said Mac Jones is going to be a good quarterback for the New England Patriots. He's been wrong before.
It wasn't because I agree with him, though. Like, they did everything wrong in terms of the development of Mac Jones, to the fact that they put in a defensive line coach as the offensive coordinator. That was the coup de grace. That's going to be one of the storylines. It's up to Bill Belichick. To your point, if he likes this, if he feels comfortable, I always thought Cowher would get in, but he's talked about this. Once you realize, wait a second, I can just live life and enjoy. But Mutt has the same reason I do. He Ego. Is bound and determined to get that Don Shula record. Why would he have,
Andy Reid record. It will be Andy Reid's record before it will be Bill Belichick's record.
How many wins does Andy Reid have right now?
He's on pace to beat Shula's record. I want to say
284.
Yeah, I want to say he's beating Shula's record within 5 years. Right?
Yeah.
And so, and Belichick is how far behind?
Belichick is 284.
Yeah.
Belichick is at 333.
And the record is?
It's a few more than that. I forget.
Yeah. I think it's Andy Reid's record. I think Belichick can come back, but it'll be futile. It'll be like, oh, well, nice try. But plus, greatest coach of all time. I'm not calling him the greatest coach of all time. I can't do it.
Who is that in your book? Bill Walsh, for all the people that he fostered? And
I think if your legacy is the coaching tree that you develop, the guys that I mean, Bill Walsh changed the game, one, with his offense. And then when you think about everybody that branched off and the branches of the branches that of the branch, it all started with Bill Walsh. Bill Walsh, to me, is the greatest NFL head coach of all time.
The fact that Belichick has won different ways. And Shula did this, too. I mean, you won defensively. You won over the top. You reinvented that.
I think Shula's a better coach than Bill Belichick. Shula did more. I mean, obviously won more than anybody, but he did more with less, especially at the end when Marino was like, when he lost Shula, the way Belichick ended his time in New England, it just became clear and obvious that he was the benefactor of having the greatest quarterback of all time.
That was his mistake. Stayed 1 or 2 years past the expiration, to the point where we're wondering last year, is he going to get fired?
He got fired.
Essentially.
Deservedly so.
Yeah.
Horrible season for the Patriots last year. Really nowhere to go but up. Let's see if they can with Gerard Mayo at the helm. Joe Yurden covers the NHL for Bleacher Report, covers the Buffalo Sabres for Noted Hockey. And we've got some breaking Amerks news as we have a new Amerks head coach replacing Seth Appert. We'll learn more about our guy. Our guy, Gino, Michael Leone's Italian.
Who does he look like? He's a young guy, 36. Headshot a little scruffy.
I'm getting rich-eyed. Why am I getting rich-eyed? I see rich-eyed when I look at Michael Leone. Oh, I don't, come on.
Rich, where are you getting that?
He looks like rich-eyed to me. I don't know why.
Well, look, I'm looking at this crop. I don't know if it's quite Seth Appert hair. It's a good headshot, though.
It's not bad. It is kind of Lego-ish.
Yeah.
It does look like hair you could pop off, leave on your bedstand, pop back on. Yeah, it is Lego-ish hair. Seth's Lego hair is fantastic. We'll get to Yurden next, and we'll talk more about the new Amerks head coach here on The Fan. 866-4326, if you want to pull up a stool.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.